And you're challenged every day you get up to deal with sin. You're challenged every day you get up to choose to do the right thing. He had a chance to make the right choice, and he chose to do different, and God confronted him about it. He said, "What's wrong?" He said, "This is the challenge you have, son. If you do well, you will be accepted." Sound like he was giving him another chance. You got another chance, Cain. But Cain still didn't do nothing. He started denying it. He went out there, and next thing you know, nobody was raising Cain. And so since there wasn't nobody raising Cain, Cain started raising Cain. Maybe missed a few church services, wouldn't come to church school, Sunday school, and he started raising. You know how we do? We just start getting hooked up with the wrong friends, listen to some cults, and next thing you know, Cain started raising Cain. Well, the fact of the matter is his old sinful nature started directed his life. So Cain started raising Cain, and Cain got out there and got to raising Cain, and next thing you know, bam, what was in him came out. It's just like a sponge. If you squeeze it, you'll find out what's in it. And when you squeeze it, the only thing comes out. You know, you have to be squares real good. Somebody make you mad, huh? Somebody lie on you, hurt your feelings, huh? It comes out, doesn't it? It doesn't go in, it comes out. And you'll get hurt. I'll go off on you. You get me in the flesh. Have I got a witness? And the next thing you know, Cain had killed his mother's son. Now, why would you kill your mama's son? He killed Abel. Now, Abel is dead at the hand of his brother. Now, his brother was supposed to have been the covering. Leaders are coverers. God is the coverer. The father is the coverer. The oldest boy is the covering. The oldest is always responsible for the younger. And this means that in this cold, dark world, how many of y'all know you need a covering? You can't go out uncovered. Somebody got to be feeding into you and into your mind. Somebody has got to be guiding you. Somebody has got to be instructing you. You cannot go out into this world uncovered. And this was so bad about a boy without a father. There's no covering. If you're following around, you ought to have a brother. Somebody got my back. No, you may. Yeah. You sometimes think that the church ought to supposed to have your back. That's another covering. But sometimes they don't have no covering. Maybe he was jealous of Cain's gift, because it seems to have indicated here that he had a right to be the way he was. What you mad about? What you mad about? He felt he had justified it. Well, the fact is, this covering is what we ought to have. This covering is something we should have. This covering is critical. This covering. You see, those in leadership have two responsibilities. You have privileges and you have responsibilities. If your little one dies, you should get an inheritance. If they had insurance like they're supposed to. Instead of spending so much money on cigarettes and beer, they can buy movies and cell phones, but they can't buy no insurance. They got the latest cell phone. But if you have a film, somebody got to come up with some money. We got to go to GoFundMe. Amen. I mean, sometimes that's appropriate, but let me get back. I'm starting chasing rabbits again. The truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, the truth of the matter is that we ought to have some covering. There ought to be a covering. We have the privileges of insurance, but we have the obligation to be responsible for protecting our families. That is our job. If you brought a kid into the world, or if you are part of a family, and we'll talk more about that later on, you are responsible for the welfare and the care of that family member, looking out for them as much as they will let you. The Bible says, do good to all men if it be possible. Some folks you can't be good to. Have you noticed that? Some folks you can't be good to, Sister Jerry. Some folks you can't be good to. They won't reciprocate. He said, but if it be possible, do good to all men, especially those who are the household of faith. Yeah, there should have been a covering. There should have been a covering. All of us should be covered. It's sad when ain't nobody got your back. You out there with some wolves. Have I got a witness? And you ain't got no covering. Oh, Lord have mercy. You haven't been taught, trained. Well, the fact of the matter is that we owe each other. We need to be with these. We have a responsibility to cover those who are in our care. If you're the eldest person, you're responsible for affirming them, letting them know that this is a good decision, that's a bad decision. You applaud you here, I don't applaud you there. You know, some people don't like to be corrected, though. That's one problem. They want to go to jail. Amen. They don't want nobody to help them. They want you to, I'd rather you bail me out. Just let me go to jail. I want to have some fun. Come get me if something happens. No. Well, let's get to the contribution. Why I'll be all day. The truth of the matter is that God covered Cain. He wouldn't let nobody kill him in verse 15. He put a mark on Cain. He put a mark on Cain. He set a mark on Cain. Now, the truth of the matter is that why would God protect Cain? Well, capital punishment hadn't been instituted yet, according to Genesis chapter 9, verse 6. That hadn't come on. That don't come on till later. So there was no law that says when you take a man's life, then you would have to pay with your own life. Capital punishment hadn't been enacted in Genesis 9, 6. Right here, God does not kill Cain. It's interesting. He does not kill him. He says in verse 11, cursed from the earth. The ground is cursed because it has taken your brother's blood. And now it's going to be hard, Cain, for you to eat. Verse 12. Because you are tiller of the ground. Remember it said earlier that Cain was a tiller. In verse 2, Cain was a tiller of the ground. Well, he was a farmer. Amen. Remember, that's what Adam's first job was. Just because the world was perfect didn't mean no work needed to be done. God said, I want you to put you in the garden to take care of it and to dress it. Amen. The garden still needs attention. Things still need to be done. And you know, Adam, the same thing. He told Adam, you know, the curse is the ground. He's going to have a problem. What is the problem? He's going to have a problem feeding his family. He told him he's going to be a wanderer and a vagabond. He's going to be a homeless person and a wanderer the rest of his life. Because everywhere he is, the ground won't yield for him. So he got to go from one place to the next place, to the next place, to the next place. He's going to be a wanderer and a vagabond. He's going to be a fugitive. And, you know, when you're a fugitive, you're escaping from justice. He escaped from justice. And so God did not kill Cain because he would have been the first man ever killed. Amen. Adam was created. This was the first man, and this is the first man who would have been who would have died. He would have been the first one, being the first. Some call him the second Adam. He's the first man who would have died, and God didn't want murder. He basically had mercy on him. We see God extending his mercy. He just put a mark on him. He didn't kill him. No dead folk. Hadn't been no dead folk yet. So the fact is that he says he put a mark on him. But what I want to see is that he made these contributions that he made, because we know that what the scripture says is that he had flaws and all is what he had. But although he had flaws, we see that he had a child. Verse 17 says, Cain knew his wife. Oh, it's so much in this, it's too much. And she conceived. Amen. So we see he got married, and people wonder, who did he marry? According to chapter 5, verse 4, he had to have married his sister. At this time, apparently God thought it was all right, because he didn't enact it later that you can't get married close to your family, because you do. The children may turn out kind of, you know, so can't get too close. But we won't get into that. But right now, it was okay. Have I got a witness? But now you can't go to marrying your sisters and stuff now. They won't turn out right. Now, so what happened is He knew his wife. He was able to marry his sister, and I'm almost through, and she conceived. Amen. He was making contributions. Amen. He made a contribution being a couple, conception. The Bible says he built a city. Amen. Now, he couldn't stay in one place, but he could build it for his son, so he named it after his son, Enos. Because he can't stay nowhere. You're going to be a hobo. You're going to be a vagabond all your life. You can't stay in one place. You got a mark on you and won't nobody kill you, but you're just going to be moving from place to place. But he had talent, didn't he? So that lets us know that this couple had a conception and he built a city. Talent is coming out of him. Although Cain is a murderer, that doesn't mean that Cain is a bad person. He's good and bad. He still got good, although his work goodness is not meritorious. He can't earn him salvation. But the truth of the matter is that Cain is not all bad. Cain went on to make contributions. He built a city for his son. What else did you do, Cain? Notice what it says. Cain knew his wife and she conceived and bare Enoch. Notice what the Living Bible says. Cain's wife conceived and presented him with a baby son named Enoch, so that Cain founded a city and he named it Enoch after his son. He built it and he named it. These people are smart. And then look at what his great-great-great-grandchildren did. Cain's great-great-great-grandchildren. Amen. Ada, which is one of Lamech's wife, he had two wives, and we'll get into that next week or next week after next. I don't know when. I'll see what the Lord said. Was born a baby Jabal, and he became the first cattleman living in tents. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the first musician. He was the inventor of the harp and the flute. To Lamech's other wife, Zillah, and this is when polygamy was going on. This is another story we'll talk about, was born to Tubal Cain. Then he opened the first foundry, forged instruments of bronze and metal. Look at these good things that these people are doing. Have we got a witness? Are they all bad? I say, are they all bad? Are they all bad? No. Have we got a witness? God is still up to something with people who are not even saved. He said, woe is Cain, for they have gone the way of Cain. Notice this. And Ada bare Jabal, and he was the father of such that dwelleth in tents, and he had cattle, was a cattleman. Jubal, amen, was the father of the harps and the organs, and Zillah, his other wife, she also bare Tubal Cain, instructor of artifacts in bronze and metal. So we got music, we got metal, amen. We got cattle, we got ranchers, amen. And his sister Tubal Cain was Naamah, and they usually don't mention women at all in the Bible, hardly. But her word just simply means wonderful or beautiful. Just tell us, you know, people just want to know how women look, you know. But the truth of the matter is that didn't say anything about it. But what we must understand, what I'm trying to get us to see and close out here, because I'm ready to go too, is that God uses everybody. Amen. God uses everybody, and you and I are not perfect. The Bible says, how many of y'all know this is true? Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. Yes. And notice what James says. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. That ain't supposed to be like that. The same mouth that come to church and said, bless the Lord, outside, around the house, at work tomorrow, will say something else. Will bless you out. Have I got a witness? There's something wrong here. The same mouth, out of the same. It didn't say in it, did it? You see what that heart is? See, you already bad. Satan is the tempter. You already got a bad nature. Satan just go around trying to pull it out of you. He just go around tempting you. He can't make you do nothing, so he just tempt you to death. And he already know what's in you. He just gets you to make the wrong decision. Hit him upside the head. Shoot him. Stab him. He can't make you do it now. He has to entice you. Amen. And James said, you know what, brothers? Out of the same mouth, I'm cursing and praising God. He said, that's something wrong with that picture. Amen. One translation says, words and thanksgiving and cursings pour from the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, that should not happen. Have we got a witness? Paul said, I find it then a law that when I desire to do good, evil is present with me. How do we get such a messed up nature? Notice, good, evil is present with me. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because now you're good and evil. You're good and evil. You're good and evil. I done found out that I'm good and evil. You ate. We are not the same anymore. It's a different world. It ain't like it was before sin came into the world. Know that you are a different person. There's all kind of evil inside of us. And we are good and evil. It's a hendiatus. I ain't going to get into that because I can't remember what it was. But the truth of the matter is, you're sitting there, my brothers and sisters, good and evil. Your wife needs to know it. Your kids need to know it. Everybody needs to know the truth. But God loves me, and he accepts me, flaws and all, doesn't he? He accepts me, flaws and all. And we always go around judging other folk. You got enough to take care of you. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in your brother's eye? It's folk mad at you right now. They can't see nothing wrong with them. All they do is criticize you. They don't have mirrors in their life. They don't have mirrors in their cars. They don't see themselves nowhere. All they do is see what's wrong with you. That girl, did you see her always talking, not you, somebody else, talking about other people? You got a beam in your own eye. Have I got a witness? Notice what Moffat says about it. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye and fail to see the plank in your own eye? What is wrong with you? You can see everything but what you ought to see. The plank. You got a plank in your eye and complaining about a splinter in somebody else's eye. I'm almost through, and I said that a few times. This is the third time. If Baptists get at least three times to say it. That's the third one. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye and you don't see the plank in your own eye? Notice also what he says. Don't pick on people. Jump on their failures. Criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit has always boomeranged. That's what Eugene Peterson says. It always boomeranged. That critical spirit, talking about people, putting your mouth on people, down talking, running people in the ground. When the truth of the matter is, we are all flawed. We are all flawed. But God loves me. God loves you. God loves us. Flaws and all. Have I got a witness? And that's what I think about the people in the entertainment world. God blesses us in spite of us. God blesses us in spite of us. God blesses you. You may think of some bills in the entertainment world, and you say, yo, I know something about this bill. I know something about that bill. But you can also think of some good things about those bills. Have I got a witness? I ain't going to call their last name, but the truth of the matter is you got to understand, God uses these people, and they bless us. Although they may be drugging, they may be drinking, they may have, I mean, it's everybody. It's the presidents, it's the politicians, it's the pastors, it's the police. Have I got a witness? We all are flawed. All the pop stars are flawed. Have you noticed? They got some good and bad. And what simply happens is they come on the scene, God uses them, and yet they got some of the finest minds. They got some of the brightest minds. Have you noticed that? There's some dirty, low-down people that are some Einsteins. They are smart. Have I got a witness? They are Steve Urkels. They are the best and the brightest. Have I got a witness? We turn on the television and we watch their movies. We turn on the radio and we hear their music. And these flawed people will sing you into a trance. These flawed people will save your party that didn't turn out right. Just put on some music. If you look into the lives of these people, these folk on backstage fighting, killing each other, breaking up and everything, but they come out and put some of the most prettiest music you ever seen. God uses them, flaws and all. And we are blessed by them with their flaws. All. God used it all. God used the good, bad, and the ugly. You may be married to some of them. You may feel more like a roommate than a soulmate at times. But the fact of the matter is God uses them, flaws and all, faults and failures. God uses them, flaws and all, in our churches, in our communities, and in our country. No matter who you're talking about, we all need help. What does that mean? Well, we need to be more loving because people are not all bad. We need to be all loving. We need to be more careful. And we have to be patient with one another. Because I already told you what's on the inside. The Bible already told us what's in us. It's in there. And Satan going to try to pull it out. But it's up to you to decide what you want to do. Yes, we need to be more loving. Don't be so unforgiving. Handle Christians carefully. Handle them carefully. Amen. And don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Have you got a witness? Amen. Now, as I said at first, we need to empathize with sinners, but not compromise with sin. That don't mean we're going to be weak and not be firm and tell the truth or stand up for the truth. Speak the truth in love. Have I got a witness? Do it in love, but don't, I'm not saying get weak on the truth. Straighten people out when they need to be straightened out, because that's part of your responsibility. But I'm just so glad to know that at the end of the day, a sovereign God, the sovereign God is going to let you do all that stuff you do. And when your life is over, he will have used the best of you. And nobody will know you have been fighting backstage, fighting back home, fighting back at the behind the scenes. Nobody knows what goes on behind the scenes. God said you all are all flawed. I don't have any choices. But I'm going to use your flaws and all. And there are some good people. And he's on a flaws and all campaign. He can't find nobody perfect to do nothing. Ever. We all messed up. But I'm glad to know that, you know, it's so amazing to be loved. Have I got a witness? Is that what Luther said? I follow you to the moon and the sky above. It's so amazing. I don't know who he was talking about. People got rumors about everybody. But that's between him and God. But I know he blessed me. Have I got a witness? It's so amazing. But it's more amazing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Now, you know, I don't have no whooping, but now I see. But hold on, musicians. I think I'm going to do something different. The fact of the matter is that I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me. Now safe. Anybody here safe? I was messed up, tore up from the floor up. But God picked me up, straightened me up, stood me up. Have I got a witness? Has he straightened you? Did he straighten you up? Have I got a witness? And all I know is through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all. Through it all. And this is just going to be a little bit of this. I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. Through it all. Through it all. I learned. See, God had to teach me because there was nobody else to do it. I feel that I'm so far from you, Lord. But still I hear you call. The simple things that I once knew, Lord, the memories are drawing me. Take me back, dear Lord. Oh, yeah. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first believed. Wanna go back, Lord, where I. And we thank you for coming. You don't know Jesus, fill out the card and let us know. Call the church. the address on the screen, the things on the screen, and contact us. The door is open. Jesus died for our sins.